Scottish school trip from Ireland feels straightforward on a map, but the quality of the experience depends less on distance than on timing. Coach collection, port check-in, ferry loading, driver hours, hotel access and attraction slots need to work as one connected journey. For most school groups, the practical route is by coach through Northern Ireland, then by ferry from Belfast or Larne to Cairnrean. The crossing takes roughly 2 hours, but that is only the time at sea. You also need a safe margin for traffic, check-in, headcounts, luggage and vehicle loading. From Dublin or Leinster, an early coach departure can work well. From Cork or farther south, the first day becomes much longer. So an overnight positioning plan may protect the timetable and student energy. This is something Celtic Horrors and Tours plans around before the itinerary is confirmed. For 2026, a 3-day, 2-night trip will often fall within a working range of about €390 to €560 per student. A 4-day, 3-night itinerary covering Edinburgh, Glasgow and Stirling may sit closer to €520 to €720. These are planning bands, not fixed quotes. Your final cost will depend on group size, dates, rooming, meals, ferry availability, admissions, insurance and coach requirements. Accommodation usually creates the greatest variation after transport. Edinburgh introduces a 5% visitor levy on paid overnight stays from 24th July 2026, charged on the accommodation cost before tax for the first 5 nights. That does not rule Edinburgh out, but your quotation should show whether the levy is included. A cheaper hotel can also prove poor value if the coach cannot stop nearby or the group loses time crossing the city. The strongest itinerary does not try to cover everything. Edinburgh gives you a compact academic core with the Castle, Royal Mile, Old Town and National Museum of Scotland. You can connect history, monarchy, conflict, design, natural science and Scottish identity within a small area. Yet compact does not mean effortless. You are dealing with slopes, cobbles, busy pavements, changing weather and timed entrances. A school group moves more slowly, especially when students are taking notes, crossing roads or regrouping after security checks. Stirling adds another perspective. Its castle landscape helps students understand power, geography and national identity, while Glasgow broadens the trip through science, art, architecture and urban regeneration. A 4-day programme can include both, with Loch Lomond providing a useful geography stop and a break from continuous city walking. Attraction planning matters as much as route planning. Edinburgh Castle is a paid, timed visit, and advance booking is important. The National Museum of Scotland offers free general entry, but you still need arrival times, meeting points, lunch arrangements, and enough adults positioned through the group. Glasgow Science Centre can add a structured workshop, while the Royal Yacht Britannia offers a route into social history, engineering, and life at sea. Free museums help the budget, but they do not remove the need for reservations, supervision, or realistic dwell time. Weather preparation is equally practical. You may encounter rain, wind, and bright sunshine within a few hours. Waterproof layers, comfortable footwear, and a plan for wet lunches matter more than relying on a forecast. Expect slower movement around Edinburgh in poor weather, particularly on steep streets and at crowded access points. Documentation needs early attention. Irish citizens do not require a UK ETA, but every traveller's identification should still be checked against ferry or airline requirements. Non-Irish students may need different documents. You also need parental permissions, insurance details, medical information, emergency contacts, and a contingency plan available to more than one member of staff. Here's the thing. Booking each element separately can look cheaper until ferry times, rooming lists, attraction rules, and coach hours begin to conflict. Organised travel does not replace teacher responsibility, but it gives you one coordinated itinerary, one payment structure, and fewer suppliers to chase. Celtic Horizon Tours can arrange the coach and ferry flow, suitable accommodation, official attraction bookings and timings shaped around your learning aims. You arrive knowing where the coach can stop, when the group needs to move, what is booked and where flexibility remains. To plan a Scottish school or club trip with clear costs, practical timings and less administrative pressure, contact Celtic Horizon Tours with your dates, group size and the subjects you want the journey to support.